KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer. Ed Donahue reports.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center last month and had surgery to treat the cancer.
His prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent.
But there was a complication, a urinary tract infection a week later. That sent Austin back to Walter Reed. He's still there.
He's progressed steadily throughout his stay.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about this. Ryder says a review has started.
So that we can learn from it, importantly, but also ensure that we're doing better next time.
The White House chief of staff is ordering cabinet secretaries to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Navy shoots down 24 more missiles and drones over the Red Sea. Officials say the missiles were launched by Houthi rebels from Yemen. Three Navy destroyers took part in shooting down the missiles Tuesday. No ships were damaged. No injuries were reported in that attack. Also at SRNnews.com, one of the Senate's most conservative Republicans is throwing his support behind former President Trump for re-election this year. Bob Agnew reports.
It's a pretty clear contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Senator Tom Cotton says the nation was doing well under the former president.
We had a booming economy.
But he says things have gone downhill fast over the past 3 years.
And everyone can see it. Inflation has run amok. Families can't afford their groceries.
And Cotton says an estimated 3.5 million illegals allowed to cross the border last year alone.
That is the entire population of my state, Arkansas, plus a Vermont thrown in just for good measure.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Amalia Knobs, the mother of former First Lady Melania Trump, has died at the age of 78. Melania made the announcement on her X profile Tuesday night. This is SRN News. A new look at the spiritual beliefs of America's teenagers.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko signs a law that significantly tightens control over various religious denominations and organizations. The measure mandates all denominations and ministries reapply for state recognition immediately. It's the latest step in a crackdown on dissent, which intensified after a disputed presidential election in 2020. This is SRN News. One potential vice presidential running mate says the GOP nominee should make public their choice for VP and cabinet members as soon as possible.
Senator Joni Ernst says many Americans will be looking for new leadership this fall.
We have had an incredibly weak president with President Biden, and we just see the world imploding around us because of that weak leadership.
She says new leadership means not only a presidential candidate, but also a running mate and key advisors.
It will help them understand that this is going to be a solid administration.
Ernst says what she calls President Biden's weak leadership has been seen in his selections for cabinet and other key positions in the administration.
NASA announces delays for its upcoming Artemis II and Artemis III missions. The agency says the launch of the Artemis II will be pushed back from this coming November to September of 2025. That mission features four astronauts who will orbit the moon. More details at srnnews.com.